Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And today we're asking the important questions like, how would you deal with the shark problem in Jaws better than how they deal with the shark problem in Jaws? Look, in the original Jaws, big great white shark.
Big.
They kill Huge it by shark. Letting it eat their friend. That's right, they let it happen.
Yeah.
And then they put his
Quinn, good. No, let him eat it or whatever.
Quinn, it's like quince, paste, food.
Fucked up nightmare. Go eat the shark.
Yeah.
They put his scuba tank in the shark's mouth and shoot the shark. Shoot the scuba tank so it explodes, blowing the shark's head.
Yeah, nicely done.
The only other Jaws death I can remember is in Jaws 2 where they make the shark bite the power lines or whatever and it gets electrocuted.
Electrocuted shark.
But we're not dealing with that shark because sharks have grudges.
Oh, yeah. Because I think it's Jaws... The Revenge, where it's the sun.
It's revenge.
And it chases them down the coast,
So we're not dealing with revenge-seeking sharks.
We're dealing with Amity Island. Yeah. This is the first shark attack.
OG
a lady
shark.
Has gone for a bit of a skinny dip, ate, and then we're like, huh, what's happened here? Yeah. Someone, a genius, let me say, says, oh, it's a motorboat accident, despite the fact she's... torn it off.
Right.
People have come in and been like, huh, I think that's a shark attack.
No,
I don't think so.
And then they're like, well, if it's a shark attack, we're going to hire 3 experts. Plumbing the Death Star.
Sharks killed. That's our little boys killed. $5. Economy's fixed. Sharks killed. $5.
Yeah. All of it's $5.
Yeah. $15 between us. $15. That's rich.
So, now, my first instinct would be to be like, hey, I understand it's July 4th weekend.
Yeah, it's Independence Day weekend. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Also... and this is a very important rule. The mayor refuses to shut the beach.
Yeah, see,
you can go fuck yourself. Everyone could die. That's fine as long as the beaches stay open.
That was my issue thing. We'd be like, hey, we need to. Clearly, it's got hunger for man flesh. So what if we just shut down the beach?
Can't happen.
So we, he's like, oh, there's no food here, and he goes down. Like the shark fucks off somewhere, and he goes and eats a seal. But obviously, I'm like, what if we just shut down that? And I get yelled
if no one's at the
never
beach.
Mind.
Okay.
I reckon if you ask to shut the beach down, the mayor might hit you.
He might reach across the desk and just smack. You upside down.
Are you an idiot?
Okay.
What? So, I'm trying to save lives. Did you hear me? Are you an idiot?
Answer the question, rocks for brains.
Okay, so my option one.
Sure.
Can't shut down the beach. And that's fine. Okay, so what we want to do, and I understand that maybe we have a bit of a bloodthirsty mayor, and we also have a sign which says sharks killed. Mm-hmm. That's on us. I would maybe make a little amendment to be like, all got rid of.
Oh, okay.
For $5, because I don't want to necessarily kill said shark.
That's
but
fair.
What if we just had a bit of a deterrent?
Okay, what are you imagining?
Now what often kills sea life in sea?
Oil spills.
Okay.
Oil
not where I was going.
Radiation poisoning.
No.
The six ring can thing, so they strangle the dolphins
sometimes
or whatever.
Lightning strikes animals at sea.
Less closer.
Water spouts.
A lot.
TNT works underwater.
All right. Sometimes people hit sharks with their boat accidentally.
We were so close, and then we went to Zeus, like just throwing in a thunderbolt. No. So nets.
Oh,
so when you have a net, usually you're like, I want to net up some tuna, and you're like, oh no, we got dolphins.
Yeah,
shit.
That's true.
So
what if we catch the dolphins
if we
on
get,
purpose?
Yeah. And then use them as bait for the big shark. Dress the dolphins up like sexy naked ladies, which the start of Jaws clearly establishes they love to eat.
And a
by
dolphin
they,
at a
I mean that one shark.
At a distance, a dolphin might look like a sexy lady.
Yeah, or at least a mermaid.
Properly, yeah.
Do you reckon that's what pirates were seeing? That's right, pirates.
No, they were
seeing... fucking mermaids?
No, they were...
fucking dolphins?
No,
you know
dugongs. They were dugongs they were fucking.
Oh, that's
sexy
awesome.
Dugongs.
Yeah, it is awesome, dude. And I'd be out there fucking a dugong being like, yeah, looks like a mermaid to me, but I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm a freak pirate. Yeah.
Oh, look, a new mermaid. It's not a fish that's sucking me off. It's a different mermaid.
Look, it's a mermaid. It's got like legs of a fish and a body of a seal. What?
It's sucking me off, this mermaid. I don't know.
Yeah, it feels awesome, though.
I think we leave him on the rocks. What do you think? Whatever, that's where the seals are.
Boobs I love to fuck.
Yeah. Sylphs.
Yeah.
Give me that sushi.
Not only can I fuck them, but they also are a good source of protein.
Yeah, I'll eat them and fuck them and eventually die.
Die with a smile on my face. I'm Jackson Bailey's seal fucker.
I'm the greatest pirate the world's ever known. They'll sing of my exploits in taverns up and down the coast.
Oh, they will. There once was a fucked up man. We left him to die. The end.
They didn't even talk about my seal fucking exploits in the shanty.
Seeing you about to like jump on, it's like a lady seal. This giant bull like seal comes in. You start slamming the shit out of you.
Hey!
A walrus just impales me in the back with its tusks.
Oh, don't worry, walrus, I'm gonna fuck you too.
You're all mermaids to me.
Don't need to get jealous, walrus.
I've died surrounded by beautiful women.
The pirate ship has not even left. That happened within 5 minutes of us dropping him off.
I'm going to shoot him with a cannonball and pretend we didn't see anything.
Yeah, smart. Good idea. Sucks that Jackson the looted fool got caught by a cannonball.
Yeah, sad.
The only casualty of this battle.
Against the seals.
No, there's another ship or something, I'm pretty sure.
So we dressed the dolphins up like...
ladies, yep.
Are.
Naked, sexy ladies, yeah. Like at the start of Jaws. And then we put bombs in their blowholes. And then when, because we already, it's sad, but we already caught the dolphin, so it was already sad. So it's okay to put a bomb in it.
We're not letting it go. It's already gone.
And then it's in the sea. It needs to be remote bombs.
Okay, this has really gotten away from me.
When the shark comes up.
We just blow it up.
We just blow it up, which we know the shark is weak to explosions because we have seen the movie Jaws.
Yeah.
We say, don't worry, Mayor, we've seen the movie Jaws.
We know what's about to go down. They didn't do this in Jaws. We gestured to our dolphins dressed up like sexy ladies. Nobody had to draw a human tits on a dolphin.
Well, they should have.
Getting mannequin legs and arms and just like fucking... He's like hot gluing them onto the dolphins as they try.
Dolphins slipping around in the plastic hands, clapping. Oh my God.
I know a dolphin can't scream, but maybe it will.
Mayor, do not be alarmed. This is not an actual naked, sexy lady.
Yeah. This is a dolphin we caught with a net designed to catch regular fish.
And we have put a bomb in it. Don't you worry.
But it is remote. Don't worry.
We'll be watching.
I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Instead of that, just like netting around the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Like netting into the water, like way down. So it's like, you know, we have like anchor points.
Yeah. Yep.
And so like a big like netting thing all around, especially in like the where it's deep.
Mm-hmm.
So because again, you stay. Look, I would maybe even just like, what if we just stay to the shallows, which I'm guessing would get me a second slap to the face from the mayor. So I'm like, hey, what if we just, you know, nice big netting all the way around across and down, you know, a big U.
How are you installing the netting?
Ah, fuck.
Is are you putting a person in the ocean?
I will dress them up.
That's
like
so funny. You see somebody and they've got like the net, but it's all bunched up and they start wading out, and then you see them dip underwater and the net get pulled out to sea. Oh, yeah.
I forgot there's a big shark in there.
I was hoping we would do this at like you scuba gear. No, scuba gear, so he wouldn't be dressed like a sexy lady.
No, but even if it's in scuba gear, he's getting net.
He looks like a seal in scuba gear.
Yeah, good point.
They do this though, don't they? Aren't there nets in some beaches to stop sharks coming?
Oh, in real life, you mean?
Yeah, in real.
Yeah. Of course. All right. Okay. So I guess.
I think it also, the mayor won't love this because I'm pretty sure it does cut off like waves and stuff. So therefore makes it feel.
Not that much.
But then also you're going to have to install because the beaches in real life you're talking about, they kind of like force almost like a cove, I guess.
Yeah. We could. What about we get.
But that it also requires installing shit. And it's. Yeah. You've only got the weekend.
Okay. What if.
If you need you I'm, fuck this okay, weekend, I know, oh my
I know,
God.
I know a guy at a quarry.
Okay.
You know a guy at a quarry,
We get like a lot of rocks.
Fill the beach with rocks.
And what if we did like a bit of a fence?
Okay.
Like a rock fence.
How are you doing it?
By going to the quarry.
Yeah.
Being like, we need your big rocks.
Getting rocks, yeah.
Okay. And then flying them out. So we got to hook them up using,
I imagine.
Is July 4th, is that usually fire season for America?
I think it's warm, yeah.
Okay. It is in the middle of summer, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we divert some of those, like, is it Elvis, the one that dumps water?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So we divert some of them, convert them into, like, being
What's
able
more
to,
dangerous,
like,
forest fire or shark?
Yeah, you tell me. This shark is killed.
Statistically speaking, this shark.
Yeah, this shark has killed one lady currently, I think. Yeah. Maybe two?
And maybe a little boy.
So there aren't even forest fires at the moment.
Yeah.
So
there's no reporting on forest fires in Jaws, so we can assume none are happening.
Yeah.
So we just divert some of those, that fleet, to grab some rocks.
Great.
And then we just kind of we build a fence, and we make Jaws pay for it.
Bad luck, shark. Here's the bill. See you in court.
It's funny to me that you took. Did you also imagine you're like get a quarry, get trucks to bring them to the beach, put them on a boat. Drop them out there.
Well,
Zama went full helicopter and made some forest fires.
Yeah, but then
rage
also,
out of control.
I was trying to figure out like what he meant because originally I was thinking like in the same way you get a rock wall, but then it sounded like Zama's picking up giant boulders.
Yeah,
are you dropping them on?
If you see him, you may as well.
If you dropped a rock on a shark, would the shark realize in time?
Yeah.
Or second question.
How?
If you dropped a rock on a shark, would it hurt the shark?
Well, it depends.
Well, a couple questions. One, I guess, how heavy is said rock? And two, how close to the surface
is said
shark?
We'd have to be at the
shark?
Surface because you can see him.
Okay, well, if he's at the surface, yes, you're going to kill that shark.
But maths-wise, you drop the rock, the shark keeps moving.
But where the shark is going to be, not where the shark is. So if
that isn't the part that I thought was stumping you, Jackson.
The moment it hits the water, it'll slow down. Like
the energy
that it's going to be like hitting it is going to be lessened because
the velocity would slow down.
Poof.
Yeah,
and then it hits the shark, presumably at like it depends
quite
on
a speed.
Quite a speed.
But then Jaws gets smacked in the back. But Jaws can slide out because,
or if he gets hit down and then he keeps being like pushed down by said boulder until like you know it's the bottom, right? But at that point, he's got enough time to.
We need to do some testing with a goldfish.
Okay,
and a
pebble.
So if you're underwater and someone
a pebble at a goldfish is funny. Yeah, go on.
Think about it like this way.
Yeah,
it depends if the goldfish had it coming or not. Bad goldfish, it's fine.
Yeah, it's got a bad attitude.
Oh yeah. Crime pays, goldfish. think about like if you're in a swimming pool and someone dives and lands on top of you, it still hits you.
Yeah, that is true. That is
it's
true.
Not like it's not like the moment things hit water, they become weightless.
Yeah. But they do lose a lot of their
initial impact. But like,
that's what I was wondering.
I'm on your side here, Zaman. I'm struggling to understand how Jackson isn't sure how a shark could not.
Like, for example, you're on a pier.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, say, a lot of shot puts on your hands, right? You're like a barrel of shot puts.
I guess shot puts not for me.
And then you've got... And you see a shark, he's at the bottom of the pier, he's just popped his head out, can see his fin, and so you pick up the shot put and then drop it.
Maybe, even though I can't throw this shot put, maybe I can at least kill this shark.
Yeah.
Maybe violent fisherman is
I
in my future.
I guess that's one dream I'll never get to do.
Sorry about your shot put dreams. Sad that you took all of your shot puts to the pier. That's very drop them in the sea because you couldn't throw them, which is why the dream is dead.
Just push them off the edge of the pier. Just roll them. So yeah, I guess like
if one hit a shark, it would damage the shark.
It'd smart them, but like I don't know how much it would damage it.
Yeah,
but again,
yeah.
It depends like how high, how much distance,
and how
between.
Deep under the water the shark is at the time. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So yeah, so built big, a lot of rocks.
Yeah,
if one will, because again, it's like it's a big great white, right?
Yeah.
So it can't go into the shallow. So it's going to be a certain point where it just can't get people. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, but then also it could get over the rocks.
Yeah, and then we then we
because if you put rocks
outside of
yeah
the
you're
rocks.
Not the if rocks put, are not going to be
if you put the rocks sticking up out of the water that closes the beach off for the waves that stops the water flow properly.
Yeah, but now we've got a nice gentle
sort of like a paddling
the mayor
pool.
Is listening to this plan in. You can see steam coming out of his
ears. I'm getting the third slap. But people like the why do people okay Mr. Mayor why do people like the beach?
Surfing.
Like
swimming.
Swimming fine. Don't start with surfing. Don't fuck me like that. No one's surfing in Amity Island.
The beautiful sound of waves lapping on the shore.
We can sugar waves.
Oh, you're gonna make waves?
No, because around where like there'll be like the side of said rocks, there will be.
Can the shark not get in?
I mean, it scrape his belly.
Well, yeah, I mean, but if you've got choke points for the shark, you can at least prepare for it there.
Yeah, then those choke points we put in netting.
That's where we put the sexy dolphins. From earlier.
They're back.
Okay. What if we had, build up this fence with rock, and then those choke points, we get either a sexy blow-up doll or a sexy real-life model doll thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those little fuck dolls.
Oh, like a fuck doll.
Yeah.
Like one of those awesome fake asses.
Yeah. So we get like we spend a bit of money on like a realistic
realistic ass you can fuck.
Yeah. And it'll help us think.
Okay.
It'll help us think.
Yeah,
so really,
I can't think. If only there was an ass I could put on the table and fuck. That would really loosen my brain up. Yeah.
We're pushing a pen away in the paper, dude. My brain is on fire. I'm gonna go fuck the ass.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. See you in 15. Stay hydrated.
You gotta go fuck the ass to clear my head.
Yeah.
We get
we got the ass for.
It works.
Yeah, so we get a sex doll.
Yeah.
And then we put that at the choke points and fill it with bombs.
Okay.
I like the
That's
bombs.
That's scary because I'm gonna explode.
Stop fucking the sex dolls that we're using as bait.
Well, buy me a separate sex doll, then.
You just want swimming out to the choke point, going to
like,
town.
Oh, like I can't think. Oh.
My head's on fire.
Full of
my
ideas.
Thoughts are clouded.
I gotta go fuck that sex doll. I can see out and see. I have a great vision when it comes to sex dolls, and it's in sea. So obviously, there's no laws in sea. It's mine.
Yeah.
No one can own anything in the sea.
I hope there's not too many barnacles on it.
Yeah. Also, what do you think is going to happen when you put the bombs next to your wall?
We'll kill the shark. And
you're
going to
make a huge wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And kill anyone that's near the rocks.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully not swimming near the rocks.
Why would you?
Imagine we put the rocks a bit further out,
If they explode with enough force, are the rocks going to rain down on everyone?
Yeah, probably.
But they'll be littler than
and
they were before.
Are you reckoning?
As we talked about with the shot puts.
Oh, yeah, that's
not
true.
As violent and hurtful as if it were...
Just like a rock rain, basically.
Yeah, yeah, a bit of light rock rain. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah, a little bit of light. Okay, what if we put the... Okay, speaking of 4th of July, we, you know, these choke points, we just ram a lot of fireworks in the sex dolls along with the bombs. So then when we blow up the shark,
the fireworks go off,
and everyone gets like, we'll be too distracted by the fireworks.
About the rock rain.
Notice they can hit belted with rock rain. And Mr. Mayor, what's better? Getting belted with rock rain or eaten by sharks / closing down the beach?
Yeah, that's true. I like that your pitch initially, you were like, let's not kill the sharks. you ran out of options.
You gotta kill the sharks.
I could see the bloodlust in the mayor / my co-worker's eyes.
We want that shark dead.
No, alternatively.
Yeah.
So we're in an island. Yeah?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Damn. An island is, let's a circle.
Sure.
Yeah? Like there's,
why not?
An island is like it's surrounded by sea in every direction.
That is true.
Okay, so what if we put some people, like, I don't know, and things we don't like?
Oh, undesirable.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, do you have any enemies?
Okay.
What if we put them in that beach?
So and we then, make a sort of bait beach that the shark goes to.
Yeah, what if we like, so with this beach we love.
Yeah.
So... What and I guess this is where the shark is now hunting.
Yeah.
So what if we smear campaign this beach and then we all the rich and elites and the mayors go to the good beach or that we have now like.
Hang on.
Yes.
So you're assuming that it's just this one beach that the shark will be at.
Yeah.
Is that not the case?
I mean, it is an island. How big is the island? How far can
How long is a piece of string?
How fast can a shark swim?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amity Island is an island off New England. This is going to be a lot of stuff that I don't think is going to make any, well, not really help us because we're not American.
Yes.
Okay.
And a terrible at geography.
Like you wouldn't believe.
I know that England is up.
What if we...
Yeah.
Okay. What if we made the shark a bit too full?
Oh, okay.
So what if we put, like, things that we don't, like, offcuts and
like, offal and stuff.
Like, chum.
Chum. So we chum the waters.
When I say chum the waters.
Right.
I mean chum the waters. I'm talking like we could almost set up like a slaughter factory where a cow go in on conveyor
chum
belt.
Come out.
And then it's just like, cuts it all up and then just in straight into the ocean.
Okay.
You know, this kind of level of chum to just distract the
what
shark.
What I would be... afraid of is that we would turn a one shark problem into a multi shark problem. Is that sharks love chum, dude?
And how are we dealing currently with the one shark?
We're
problem?
Struggling, and it's one shark.
Amity Island has one beach.
I guess the problem would be, I mean, like with your chum idea, the new sharks we attracted wouldn't be as big as Jaws.
But then if the new sharks get attracted, then Jaws could then feast on those sharks and become a bigger shark.
What's worse, one big shark or one big shark and 20 smaller sharks?
Yeah, but I'm hoping the big shark will then eat the other sharks and then we've got a huge shark.
Okay.
Well, there's...
Then it can't get into the beach because it's too big.
Okay.
What if we mega shark this?
Okay, so there is other sharks in Jaws because they kill a tiger shark in the movie. And they're like, this is the one that ate your little boy.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, then why? Yeah, he's like, I disagree. And also, why is there no little boy guts in the shark's guts?
Could be many, many reasons I say dabbing my brow.
Are you the man who put all that chum in the water?
My boy's been eaten alive by multiple sharks.
You're going to be like, my boy's been eating chum. You're the man who put the chum in the water my son loves.
Yeah. And then he's eating the chum, and then a shark ate him.
Because he smelled so much like chum.
Uh-huh. This man, is your fault.
It's not my fault that your boy is a freak. I don't know.
He was a freak. He's been eaten.
He loved chum. Okay, is that such a crime?
Oh, yeah. I guess
it's not a crime.
It's not a crime, but I mean...
just an aberration.
If the beaches are open and they're full of chum, my boy's going to be in the sea eating the chum.
Okay.
There's no rule against it.
We call him Chum Bailey because he loves chum so much.
And he's paid the ultimate price, clearly.
I guess you did call him Chum Bailey.
Yeah, we did. He's dead now. Because he smelled so much like Chomp. The shark thought he was Chomp.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah.
And whose bright idea was it to fill shark-infested borders with Chomp, huh?
Oh, man. Certain handsome individual, I think. Well, I don't know where he is, though. He's probably gone.
He's probably off island right now.
He's probably off to save, fix more problems, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the problem, like, you've got a shark, so you fed it?
Yeah, yeah. So, cause when you feed a wild animal, they then expect, I guess, because that was an easy meal to keep coming back. Yeah,
sort of domesticated it.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way.
So it's expecting food. So when,
but there's also no consequences for eating people. So
there's no charm. I mean, I guess they ate a person, then got rewarded with charm. Yeah, so yeah.
Are you aware of the phrase "feeding frenzy"? It's the sort of thing that happens to sharks when they get a lot of food.
Yeah. Their eyes roll back of their head, and you can't stop them.
You cannot stop them. That's probably where their boy died.
Yeah,
in a feeding frenzy.
That's where my son Sean Bailey died in a feeding frenzy.
What if we similar chum idea?
Okay.
We're
not walking back. To
No.
Feeding a hungry shark to convince it to not stick around is our current plan. Yes.
So if you ever, speaking of feeding frenzy, you ever seen a video of like a feeding frenzy of say like a bunch of sharks going ham at a whale?
I've seen similar things.
So we gotta either find an already dead whale. I'm not saying we kill a whale.
Okay, so solution number four or whatever we're up to, poaching.
So, no.
We don't want to kill the shark.
We're not killing a whale.
But we will kill a whale.
We found a dead whale.
Where are you finding a dead whale?
Just
this
whale's
been shot in the head. Died of natural causes.
It was sad.
Yeah, it died of lead poisoning. That's sad. Someone put bullets in its whale brain.
So then we drag that carcass out a little bit away from the beach.
There's an element of your recent plans I'd like to examine, Zaman. Why do you believe that when a shark is full once, it will go away?
Well, this way we can kind of like, you know, because we can see it because we're eating the shark. I mean, the shark will be eating the whale, right? And we'll be tugging like the shark with the tugboat.
Some kind of fishing.
And so, we're
you've got a whale tied to a tugboat?
Yeah.
Well, okay, where are you going? Nowhere is the answer. What do you usually attach to a boat when you don't want to move?
So,
something heavy? Yeah. Oh, an anchor?
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
and what's a whale?
A moving anchor?
Floats. Sometimes. So,
does a dead whale
like,
float?
You know, okay, so in video games,
when
you want to separate one like mob from his friends, you try and like you know you kite them in a way,
pack
them and you run away and he follows,
us,
So that but with a whale carcass,
okay, we take
with
him out
a
to
whale
sea.
Carcass,
attached to the tugboat. Because we take the whale out to sea and shoot him with the gun we killed the whale with. I mean,
we found
with a separate gun.
Yeah, the separate non-smoking gun.
Yeah.
So we can like, so we pull out the whale. So he's dragging along the shark will start biting it, and then they'll get close to the surface because that's where the whale is. It's still floating. Yeah. Full
so
of
you're in
dead
a tugboat
gases.
In the beach.
In the ocean, and then
how does Jaws end? If there was a famous line, and they're in a what boat?
Well, I'm assuming
as we're sinking because the whale's too heavy. We should have got a bigger boat.
Get a bigger boat. And then when he's chewing on the whale, we shoot him in the head.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay.
Yeah. How are you going to shoot a shark when there's a whale there?
We climb on the whale.
How are you imagining? Okay, you've got the whale.
Have you seen this video that I'm remembering?
No, I have not seen the video you're remembering.
There's a whale carcass and there's a lot of sharks going at the whale.
How are we
going to
know
right?
which one's Jaws?
And how do we know which one's Jaws?
Get them all.
In the Feeding Frenzy video that you're remembering, does anyone shoot any of the sharks?
No, but one guy goes onto the whale carcass and touches a shark, which everyone said was a bad idea.
Okay. Does he get bitten?
No.
Bag's not.
One shark that he touches is near the top, right?
Yeah.
And but there is also
there'll be other sharks.
There'll
below.
Be sharks below.
But
which
I'm hoping
means
Jaws is on top.
Why would Jaws be on top? Jaws is the biggest.
If we're lucky,
I reckon Jaws is most likely going to be at the bottom.
Or while we're away, Jaws attacks the
or just the boat.
Yeah, or just waiting, open mouth near the tugboat, waiting for us to slip and fall, or being like, "I'm hot. The sharks are over there eating. Yeah. I can have a swim,
yeah,
right?"
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, dude. The sharks are occupied.
No, you can swallow it all.
Wow. Should we get him out? He's probably still alive.
No.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Well.
So feeding the sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we
so
went
plan,
net, rock wall,
yeah.
Kill the shark with a blow-up doll.
Next to a rock wall,
next
which means
to a rock wall. Chum the
with,
sea.
With
chum the
fireworks.
Sea. With fireworks. Chum, chum the sea.
Chum the sea.
And also fireworks.
Whale carcass.
Whale carcass that we didn't kill, wink, wink.
We found it with a bullet in its brain.
Not of natural causes.
Yeah.
What I kept thinking
had a heart attack.
Is I was like, what do sharks eat regularly?
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What if I just poison every fish around them?
Okay.
That's
Jackson.
Plan one. I got two plans.
Okay.
But that's my first
Jackson.
Plan.
Oh, I got a plan
Jackson.
That's similar.
Yeah. What happened? But what do we eat?
Well, we just stop eating fish for a bit. I wade into the sea.
Yep. Poison every fish.
So I got too many sacks of fish poison.
Okay, Jackson, you can't poison the sea because what is the one rule? The beach has to
stay
open.
Stay open.
Yeah, but you've poisoned
you
the beach.
You've poisoned the sea.
Secondly, you've gone into the ocean.
But I've got the whale poison. I mean, the fish poison.
Yeah.
That's going to keep every shark away because they don't want to get poisoned. They don't know.
They don't know.
What do you,
you're
going to
accidentally kill Jaws when he eats you while you're holding two big barrels of fish poison.
Well,
what define fish poison?
Poison specially designed to kill fish.
No, isn't the poison you currently are trying to acquire poison that doesn't kill the fish but makes the fish poisonous?
Well, I don't care. Well,
because that sounds like your plan. Because
if you kill all the fish,
Jaws just
then,
leaves
then
until.
Not just that, but it's like, well, there's my food source because I guess gulls are picking it off. Now he has to eat
he
humans.
He can eat the gulls.
But now he has to eat humans.
Apparently, the sea's poison.
Are you poisoning the sea? Are you poisoning the fish? What are you poisoning?
I'm trying to. My aim was to poison the sea so that in turn I poison the fish, but the fish live. Oh, like a rough 5 days as they die. And in that rough 5 days, the shark eats the fish and gets poisoned.
Real swallowed a fly to, swallowed a horse to catch the cat, the dog to catch the cat, to catch the
It's worse. It's burning down our wheat field to kill a cane toad. That'll stop eating our cane.
Yeah, well, it might
now
work.
We have no wheat field. Okay.
Now we've got no fish or beach.
Well, the poison will fade eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah,
so you're going with an oil spill.
Yeah, in a way, I just think oil's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
But the poison might be more subtle.
Look, before you get to your next idea, because your idea is a bad idea, but it's close to my idea. So
Which is a good idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Okay. I'll jump in with mine and then we'll get to your last one. So I think you're close.
Uh-huh.
You're close. I think that affecting the entire ocean is the right idea.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But there is also a way to do this where the people that are going to the beach are going to be fucking stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Jaws will die.
Okay.
Might lose some fish and maybe a whale.
Okay.
But the people will be fine. Global warming. Heat the sea up.
Okay. How are you going
to
do it?
Well, even if we just manage to heat the sea up in a way where I'm not destroying the earth, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Could probably.
I also think it's very interesting that when we fixed the economy in Jaws, you froze the sea. I don't know what that speaks to. But
okay, so global warming. So we're just.
Well, basically,
start,
I just want to raise
polluting.
That. Not necessarily. I mean, we could start polluting. That will help.
Yeah.
But maybe not even necessarily global warming. Just make the sea hot.
How do you make the sea hot?
Well, maybe we
heaters.
Heaters. There's pool heaters. So why not just put them in the ocean?
Just a bunch of them in the sea. I feel like the heat would dissipate.
Yeah, it will definitely dissipate.
You have, like, waves. This is where the rock pool would come in handy. Mm-hmm. You stop the cold water coming in.
Unless you put the heaters way out to sea.
Yeah, and then the waves bring in hot water.
No, but it's still behind the heaters.
Okay, we might have to go to pollution. Everyone gets free aerosol cans.
Just aim them up to the sky and spray
away.
Aircon
on all the time, windows open.
How long to get a day?
But now, so global, so with climate change, are you hoping that the sea levels rise, so it gets warmer?
Yeah,
so the ice. Are you imagining a water world situation where it's like so the polar ice caps are melting, and so then the sea levels rise. Yeah.
I'm thinking
Jaws can get further.
Jaws comes into my house,
knocks on the door.
Knock. I open my little hello slot, dabbling through. Are you the shark that's been on the news?
No.
Okay, just have to check.
Just come in.
And then we're at
you. You were.
You lied to me, Jaws.
Yes,
the shark.
I did.
No, the news didn't capture me. That was my brother, the stupid news.
Oh, no!
The global warming made me smart.
Damn it! I told Dusha that would happen.
No, basically I'm thinking that sharks, if the water's too hot, the shark will die.
Okay.
I don't necessarily...
Where people have a bath, and they love baths.
Yeah,
so
okay.
People, okay. Hot water, now, they'll be like, unreal.
You've got 2 days.
Mm-hmm. 2 days to make the sea
ocean
as hot as possible.
2 days to do something that I guess so many scientists and policymakers have been trying to...
Stop
for decades.
If you got a rock,
which means it's already in progress, so that's handy.
True.
If you heated up like a stone or something to an immense heat and dropped it in the sea.
See, I was thinking a volcano, but I was trying to figure out
dig down.
Oh, drill
magma
into the,
under the earth.
Drill into the mantle of the under the oceans.
Yeah, okay.
Try a new island.
Try and force a volcanic eruption by drilling into the tectonic plates.
Yeah,
that's got to be underwater. That's got to be easy.
Yeah, it's easy to drill underwater because it's already so soft.
Yeah, it's wet. The good news
make
is
a
though
sinkhole.
It's a drill, so the shark won't eat it.
Well, yeah,
I can try.
That's a good thing to say, as though the mayor's scared the shark's going to eat your drill.
What?
And there's no one in the drill.
Yeah.
So that's no casualties. We just need to make the ocean hot, and town will become a better tourist attraction.
What about?
Mirrors attached to everyone's house.
Pointing down?
Pointing, so hitting the sun and reflecting directly onto the sea.
I feel like you got a real risk of setting a lot of things on fire.
We're going to...
Because you could go the other way, like a Mr. Burns-esque of trying to, you know, shut off the sun to Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's...
But you shut off... Like, you've got 2 days. So you shut off the sun for 2 days, making it cold, which Shark is like...
Too chilly. I'm not going to go. 2 days later...
And then you take it off, and then... Because he's already fucked off because it's too cold.
Yeah.
I am worried that will fuck with tourism, though.
Yeah, right? People don't want a cold beach, but that's a scalding hot beach where they get sunburned instantly from the mirrors.
What about...
The mirrors will be off by the time the beach is open because the shark's already dead.
Okay.
2 days. What if we hire a crack team, like a SWAT team, in scuba gear, and we send them out to kill the shark?
Okay.
Scuba SWAT.
Yeah. Scuba SWAT, the shark. Why are they good at killing the shark? Like, what? They are just guys.
They are just guys, but they're good in stressful
situations. I guess
that is the problem. We didn't have any guys that were good in stressful
Nobody
situations.
Nobody was calm under pressure, I was thinking, hey, can Jaws get pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
What if we introduce, like, a bull shark into the situation?
Well,
Jaws gets pregnant, goes out to see to have her babies.
I don't know if Jaws can get pregnant. Jaws is definitely...
Bruce, yeah?
What?
Isn't Jaws' name Bruce?
Is Jaws got a pussy or a cock?
I don't...
Does he have a shussy or a shock?
Yeah, what's going on? We're talking a shussy or a shock situation because it's important for me to know.
I don't know.
Is shark got a sheenus? What's happening?
they think it's a boy shark.
Okay, damn.
Let me find.
My plan was to get Jaws too pregnant to attack. But
yeah,
I was
Bruce is the name of the shark.
Damn.
Okay, not SWAT team. What if we entice some? We're gonna have to make some deal with some devils.
Okay,
some loathed people, big game hunters.
Oh yeah. Bring them in.
Make like an assassin's
bull.
We
put a bounty on Jaws' head.
But like it's a big game bull because not only will we get these fuckwits to our town to try and kill this shark, that's already increasing tourism.
Yes, that's true.
So that's pretty good.
Okay.
And hopefully they will attack Jaws, and if some of them die...
I like, how much is it going to cost? This is not something we've considered, but how much is it going to cost to hire out these big game hunters?
Well, that, nothing.
Well, I guess we're not hiring them out, are we?
No,
we still get our $15.
We're providing a prize.
That's true. They come out, kill Jaws. Yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Which is really the skill they have that we don't.
Yeah.
They've hunted sort of big game animals before. Mm-hmm. Surely there is, like a market for people who want to kill a big shark. Mm-hmm. Shark tooth necklaces and stuff.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate market, but yeah. Because we could or we could try and be like, to sell to these market to these big game hunters, but then they have to pay us a fee to try and hunt down Bruce.
That's true.
You're going to try and get
double dip
poachers to pay a license to shoot the shark that we've been hired to shoot.
Yes.
Okay. Also, the reason I dipped out of the episode for a moment is I was like, I wonder what happens in the book. And then I saw that it was like, Bruce the shark dies from exhaustion. And I was like, excuse me? But they lied to me. Aww. Exhaustion caused by multiple stab wounds.
Stab wounds?
What about...
They were stabbing it with a harpoon.
There's a...
And Quint dies in the book, similar to how your hero in Moby Dick dies. He gets dragged underwater by a rope wrapped around his leg.
That is sad. That also happened in Avatar 2, which I assume has got to be some kind of a reference.
I think they all might be references.
Anyway, there's a folk tale called possibly the Lambton Worm, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is about a dragon or something in some British town.
Yeah.
And nobody can fight it because it keeps eating these guys. And also, I think it's acidic. Its body's acidic. Then one cunt is like, what if I made a suit of armor covered in spikes?
So I was just thinking.
And he goes and fights the worm and he kills the worm covered in spikes. So what if I get in a suit of armor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one size too big, full of chum. Okay. I wade into the water.
Full of chum.
Full of chum, but in a spiky suit of armor.
Can I make one addendum?
Yeah.
So spiky suit of armor, but you are also in scuba gear.
Yeah. Okay, because I will be dragged underwater.
Yes.
But it's spiky. It's covered in razor blades. It's it's going to cut his mouth to shit. I also have a rope tied around me, and the two of you are on the beach holding the rope.
Okay. So no, that's a rope
mistake.
Around you, and you are covered in razor wire that when you move or the rope moves, which is causing friction.
Maybe the rope's around my waist in the suit of armor and then the rope comes out like, a hole in the back.
Maybe like
a hole in the back.
Yeah, okay.
And where's the chum? How's the chum staying in the suit?
Well, it's got to come out, so that's probably good.
Yeah, it comes out as slowly as
I guess you can make
it
like nylon or something so it doesn't get like.
It's around my waist. You two are on the beach. Mm-hmm. Maybe you got a winch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just wait. Jaws comes and bites me, cuts itself to shit. You can even eat me a bit.
You give him a big old hug.
Yeah. I just scratch Jaws up, and then we're fishing again. I'm the worm.
We're fishing. Fishing's a good idea.
We fish Jaws into the bay.
We make the suit of armor look like a sexy lady.
Oh, yeah.
We just hope that when you start the winch, it doesn't bisect me into suit of armor. So when you take me out, my top half slops off my bottom half.
Well, that could happen if the... Because if Jaws, even though it's in pain, because if you get stuck in its mouth...
Yeah.
Because
you're spiky.
Yeah, he might get stuck in its mouth.
He might get stuck in its mouth and it kind of thrashes around and pulls.
Hey, so we just got to like flip
and then
that.
We
No. It's like with like fishing, right? You got to give a bit of slack.
So flip.
So we'll flip that up. Let it just... out to sea a bit. Hold up. He's got this.
Let him cook.
It's fine. And then we'll let the ropes keep spooling.
We're hoping that
keep spooling. What if we have anchored to what? The beach? The sand?
We should have figured this out beforehand.
Oh, wow.
At least the shark's probably angry now.
I mean, the shark might die from blood loss.
Well, or as the book calls it, exhaustion for some reason.
Yeah, he'll get tired from all of the stab wounds, but so will I.
Well, because you're in the armor.
I'm going to sink.
Yeah, but you're...
You can breathe, but can you be digested if you're in armor?
Well, he's not being digested, right? Because the shark is... bitten him, he's kind of gotten caught in amongst the mouth and the teeth and everything. And assuming you've got like air, so you're fine. It's thrashing around.
What
I'm
gonna hope
thrashing.
Is that Jaws dies from blood loss.
So what type of armor are you wearing? Because I know it's covered in spikes, I understand that bit, but what's
it's gotta
it made
be tough
of?
Enough that Jaws can't bite through.
Yeah.
Like, it's gotta be iron, right?
It's gotta be iron armor.
Because again, you're this shark eats a fucking boat.
Yeah. That's made of wood. So
What the fuck? Yeah, but what else do you think's on the boat?
Yeah,
it's not just wood.
It'll be metal parts. But I gotta hope my suit of armor is strong enough.
It's covered in spikes. He's gonna try and bite down.
Yeah,
it's gonna look. You might even if it's like spikes long enough, it might skewer his brain.
Yeah, Jaws dies, sinks.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I have to rely because eventually Jaws will. This happens to sea creatures.
Yeah,
he'll inflate with gas and rise to the surface.
Yeah, I was about
again.
To ask when a shark dies, when does it float?
After it dies, it sinks.
Damn.
Then it inflates with gas and it rises to the surface again. So I gotta hope that my scuba tank lasts me while I'm down there.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna find out how long does a scuba tank last.
Yeah, because you also gotta. So it dies, it sinks. You also gotta hope it hasn't swum too far out to sea.
Yes.
Before I press the question, Google truly has my back here.
Yeah.
The three suggestions are how much air is in a scuba tank, which is good because that's the one I needed. How much air is in the world?
No, we don't need that.
And how much air is in a fart?
Thank you, Google.
Google does have your back.
What happens?
How much air is
Bruce
in a fart?
Bites down on the armor, like because you're gonna have where is the scuba tank? Is that in the chum?
Yeah,
like, underneath.
15 to 20 minutes, and that's a big scuba tank.
Your dad will need a rescue. Because if it bites down...
And if we're fishing with Jackson, it's going to take a little bit.
Yeah.
So a 20-liter tank, which is like a... So a standard scuba tank is anywhere between 4 and 20 liters. 20 liters is about 15 to 20 minutes of breathing.
What about an old-timey diver's suit? So we have like that tube there, right?
Oh, yeah, a tube.
Here's the risk as well. If you fuck it up on your end, you can suck me through the tube.
Well, and also, what's a tube? Like, a tube. Yeah. What are you fighting? A big shark. Yeah. The shark bites you. It goes straight through the tube.
Yeah, yes.
The pressure immediately liquefies you in the tube.
It's not that. That pressure's not going to be that bad.
Well, maybe I just need to die so the jaws can die too.
Good. We might not have to be in there, to be honest.
That's a good point. Why was I in there in the first place?
Because we could just have a sort of arbor. Why is it arbor? Why do we have a bucket of chum wrapped in razor wire? Yeah.
I'm so sorry. The internet did me dirty.
Yeah.
So it's 15 to 20 minutes per liter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I could probably last then.
Once again,
we just realized.
Why?
I don't need to be in this.
No, you don't.
We could,
you could wrap a fucking grenade in chum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when it
and
eats
then razor wire.
It, pull the pin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, because we need to be at the grenade to.
No, tie the same way that you fucking.
Like a fishing line.
Yeah.
We don't know if, what if it's like, we think we got it, but it's got snagged on like.
I don't know, then we see an explosion, we just tie another grenade.
And then we're like, we did it.
I think Jaws is dead.
And it definitely exploded.
And then the next day somebody else dies, and we're like, I don't know, must be a different shark. Not the one you contracted us for.
Yeah,
$15,
man. We definitely killed that one.
Cough up.
Quint asked for 10,000, so 15 bucks to almost kill the shark's pretty good.
Yeah.
You probably just give us $15 to get us out of your office. I've been pelting pebbles at your goldfish for, you know.
It's for
research.
Science.
Yeah, for research. That's got to be annoying.
So, I think if we could, get, like, I think your armored chum is probably your best idea.
Thank
but you.
You
don't need to
I
be
I don't
in
need
it.
To be in the armor.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
I think the best idea overall, though,
yeah,
was the dressing the dolphins up as sexy naked ladies
and putting
bombs in their blowholes.
Yeah.
It's sad, but that's life.
Yeah, it's sad, it's sexy, it's life.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jax.
I've also been Joe.
Hire us to kill your shark.
We'll kill a shark. We'll kill a boy.
Nah. Not a whale, though.
We won't kill a whale.
No. We just found it like that. Yeah.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.